With great power comes great responsibility.
I'm Batman.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Maybe your army comes, and maybe it's too much for us, but it's all on you. Because if we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Wonder Woman!
Journey into...
The Superhero Marathon Spectacular!
Well, today we're going to continue on with this family talent show. Earlier I read you one of my stories that I wrote when I was in high school. And a little bit later, I played a story that my son wrote in his school last year. And when I was looking through boxes and stuff, trying to find that old Mutant Force manuscript, I was talking to my wife about it. And she said that she had a story, too, that she wrote. I said, really? She goes, oh, yeah, I have it. So she'd never shared it with me. I'd never seen it before. And so she got it out and she showed it to me. And I read it and I said, hey, can I read this on my Superhero Marathon? And she was a little bit hesitant, but a little embarrassed, but she agreed. So, and I hope you enjoy it. And so here we go, as we journey into the Brazilian jungle. From the Adventures of Jack Austin. The Jungle Rescue by Kelly Clark. Somewhere in the middle of the Brazilian jungle, about midsummer on July 28, 1975, ex-CIA agent Jack Austin was wearing his turquoise Bahamas t-shirt. He was washing his dinner dishes in the nearby River Hung, when his native friend Milo, whom he had saved from a mountain lion when Milo was only 8 years old, came running down the hill yelling for Jack. Jack turned around and waited for Milo to reach him. "What's wrong, Milo?" questioned Jack. Out of breath, Milo tried to answer. "Juliana has been taken by the Wallans," said Milo. The Wallans are a fierce tribe who don't believe in those who come and try to find cures for the natives who need help.
"Sloan wants to know why you don't watch out for those who you are supposed to watch," said Milo.
"Tell him to keep his cool," Jack said. Jack knew that he had to find out a way to get Juliana back, since it was his job, because he's her bodyguard. Jack pulled out his map of the area to find out the best route to get Juliana. After that, he packed a flashlight and some rope, just in case he needed it, and then rode off in his army green jeep. It took about 2 hours to get over the mountain, Hawk, and to get near the Wallens' camp. The next thing Jack needed to do was find out where they were holding Juliana, and then rescue her. He left his jeep on the outskirts of the camp. He took his flashlight and went in. The tribe was asleep, since it was about 10:30 p.m. He thought that they would keep her in an empty hut with a guard on the outside. But then again, since they didn't believe in people helping others, they also might just want to kill her. So he started looking around for the stakes, the ones they burn people at. Jack saw something that looked like a stake with someone tied to it and kind of slumped over. While Jack was looking for any guards around Juliana, one of the natives, supposedly one of the guards, jumped Jack and they started wrestling, until Jack put the native in a headlock and tied him up with some nearby vines.
"There, see if you can get out of that, bub," whispered Jack. "Now, time to rescue Juliana."
Jack went over to Juliana, but when he reached her, he noticed that she was already awake, because of the noise that Jack and the native had made. Jack untied Juliana, and they started running out of the camp. When they were about a half a mile away from the Jeep, they stopped in their tracks because they had a feeling someone, or more than one person, was behind them. Juliana slowly turned around to see who was behind them, and turned back.
"Now look what you've done. We're caught," whispered Juliana.
"Well, we wouldn't have been here at all if you hadn't gotten yourself captured in the first place," exclaimed Jack. Then, all of a sudden, a vine fell in front of them. Jack looked up and saw Milo.
"I thought you guys needed some help, so I followed you."
Jack had an idea. Silently, he told Juliana and Milo what he had in mind. Milo jumped out of the tree and frightened off the natives. Then Jack told Juliana to run for the Jeep, while he retrieved his flashlight. After he retrieved it, he grabbed a vine and swung like Tarzan. His muscular arms and chest were as strong as they were in high school when he did the pole vault. With his left hand, he grabbed Juliana and landed near the Jeep. Milo was already there waiting. After their long ride home over the mountains and through the rivers, Jack dropped Juliana and Milo off at the lab at about 1:05 a.m. Then, Jack went home to catch up on his sleep for the next morning's duties. That is, at least, until you join us again for another one of the adventures of Jack Austin. Please be advised that this podcast is produced under Creative Commons Attribution on Commercial No Derivatives License. You can share it, but not change it or sell it.